Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, no mistakey, here's the dawn. Time has come to rise and meet the day.
I love listening to you guys. I wake up with you every morning.
Wake up, kid.
What might this year be?
Is it Friday already?
Yes, Friday it is.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
And I'm also well aware that today is Friday.
They tell me you're some kind of entertainer.
Attention, everyone. The entertainment has arrived.
Do you do a lot of entertaining?
You know it, baby.
Okay. Well, let's get it started.
Then you know what time it is, huh?
Sure. It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Friday morning, show number 2010.
Yes, it is.
2010.
I like it.
6:06, looking forward to Mother's Day weekend.
It's
you know what? It's going to be a great day.
Yes, it is.
Beautiful weekend.
Week's over.
So just, I don't know, wake up and face it. That's all I can say.
I know. It's nice out there.
It's nice out there.
It's beautiful this morning.
A sunshine, windy today with the highs in the low 90s. Going to be a nice weekend. No mention of wind, though.
Yeah, good.
Saturday and Sunday.
Good.
So for Mother's Day, it's going to be nice. 73 Ooh. Now. It was Liz Cadmus Diaz that got the call from the Beasley banker. Told her that she won $500. Her reaction.
Oh, my God.
Woo! What are you going to do with the money?
I don't know. Do something fun.
So she has $500 in her pocket, qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, which we announce on May 17th.
Okay, yes.
As well as everybody, every on-time and correct entry. In the 10K payday contest, whether you win the $500 or not, you're qualified for the $10,000. So play as much as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Your next chance to score some free cash, less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock, we'll have a code word for you. So get ready for that.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's National No Pants Day today, people.
Woo-hoo!
No pants! I know! So cool. I love it. Around here we call it a Zoom meeting, but it's no pants day. No pants. Take them off if you're listening to us.
Why
right
not?
Now. Take off your pants.
Let them breathe.
Ah, yes. Let the boys, let the girls breathe this morning. Listen, Mother's Day, of course, on Sunday. How often do you call or text your mom? This kind of makes me sad. According to a survey, 30% of people say daily. Okay, good. They talk or text mom daily.
Yeah.
Others a few times a week. That's pretty normal, about 30% there as well. Listen to this. 7.5% of the people, 7.5% say, maybe once a year.
What?
What happened to you? What happened to you? Or maybe it was mom that happened to you.
Maybe.
I don't know. But yeah, so, you know, this is oftentimes the once a year that you reach out to mom. So if it is, I guess, then
that
do
time
it.
Of the year.
Yes, then so. Do it. Okay, send the flowers. Say,
oh
hey,
God.
You. Those are the same people who call their mother by their first name. Don't do that.
Never
Don't.
Got that. Never
yeah,
got
I
that.
I never got but, it either.
All right.
A Mother's Day brunch. Huge. A big deal. What is the most popular food in every state? Well, some kind of breakfast meat. That seems to be number one in 21 states, like sausage, bacon, stuff like that. Now, pancakes, French toast, waffles, number one in 10 states. Cinnamon rolls and omelets got a few states. 5 states, most important, where booze is what they want.
Oh.
Booze, Bloody
yeah.
Marys, mimosas.
Forget yeah. the eggs,
in
the
there.
Bacon.
Yes, that's right.
Bring me the bottle.
Whatever. Yeah. Sure, I'll wash the Bloody Mary down with bacon. That's what I'll do.
How about that?
And a new social media trend. People are posting photos of their stomach before they eat and then a picture after they eat to show the bloat. A woman in Nashville started this, and now other people are getting in on it. And she says she's gotten good feedback because, you know, it's totally normal when you bloat up after you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on TikTok. And, man, people, if you're still waiting for that second coming, he's not coming back, okay? He's not going
Forget
to come
about
back.
It.
Because we have just proven to the universe that
right.
we are idiots. We're just idiots. Look at my stomach now, and look at it now.
I would do it.
Yeah.
the other way around.
Do it big. Do it after you eat and then before you eat.
Do it after you eat and then before. Well, after you eat and then after you do your business.
After you. After you. Yeah. Wow. Get to the office and that's right.
Do the fact that you're thinking about it that much scares me.
Well, Morty, do it. Put it on TikTok. And then
you'll be famous.
Yeah, you and Clara from Nashville will be the next big
viral. I mean, does that sign up for that
sensations?
Thing? Yeah. And I'm going to be stuck in a hole I don't want to be in.
I got to eat good food and then I got to poop. I don't know.
Wow. What a great way to kick off Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, isn't it? Open strong, Mike. Open strong. A few things you should know for Friday, sponsored by the Southern Nevada Health District. Legal sales age for tobacco is 21. Visit GetHealthyClarkCounty.org.
This story came out a couple of weeks ago, I think. It was 16 years ago. John Mayer snubbed a fan trying to get a picture with him. So the lady's son posted a picture of the snub. John Mayer saw the post, felt bad about it, and wrote a quick song to the fan to apologize. Here's what he came up with.
Christine, even though it may appear I was mean.
Wow, really?
I was probably on my way to a thing. Well, anyway, weren't those the days?
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people think he's a douche, and I've always kind of given him the benefit of the doubt, and now I think he's a douche.
You know what's even more funny? It has nothing to do with the kid who got snubbed. It's about the mom who posted the photo.
Well,
the mom, is the one who got snubbed.
Oh, I thought the
son just posted the picture.
Oh, okay,
but it was she was, young when she was snubbed. It was 16 years ago. So she
I like
was
the end
kid.
Of the song.
Come at a challenge.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever. Douchebag.
He definitely John Mayer'd his own John Mayer song.
Yeah. The John Mayer of John Mayer's.
Is. And I get it. And we could say anything we want, but the woman who got snubbed when she heard this song, her reaction?
This is just insane. Oh, my God. Just made my year.
I'm sure.
I had the best birthday weekend ever with everyone. And then this is just, I'm walking on air. This is just great.
That's the mom's message to the son.
That's good. That's
about the,
that's great. Jeez. Well, good. John Mayer was relevant again for a few days.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Challenge.
Okay,
then. There we go.
Well, at least he took the time to do something.
Yes,
so.
A lot of effort was put into that by John. Yes,
well,
that's right.
I don't know about
a
lot of effort, but we salute mom this morning. Again, another prize package to give away. We'll do that here in about 6-7 minutes from now.
Whoa, what's going on? It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, I like that.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so all this week we've been ramping up towards Mother's Day, giving away a prize package each morning that includes the Spot Lakeside 2.0 gift card, $150 dining card to Fogo de Chão, and the certificate to go shopping Nick and Michelle Jewelry. So here you go. All you have to do is identify the mystery mom.
Yes.
Here it is. Listen closely.
Robbie, I'm going to do a load of your socks and underpants. Are you wearing today's underpants or yesterday's? No, let me see. You know the most important pants a person has? Underpants.
I know, Bob.
Okay. That's the mystery mom this morning. So you can say, that's the mom from...
From this show.
Or that show.
Yes.
All right, here it is one more time.
Robbie, I'm going to do a load of your socks and underpants. Are you wearing today's underpants or yesterday's? No, let me see. You know the most important pants a person has? Underpants.
I know, Bob.
Yes, if you know her name, give it to us.
All right, 702-739-9636. Got to be over 18, 20. This is for mom. So make sure you are a mother. You have a mother.
Yes.
Or give it to mom.
Right. Right.
All right. Identify the mystery mom. So good luck. Giving you a chance to win a Mother's Day prize pack. All you have to do is identify our mystery mom. Here she is.
Robbie, I'm going to do a load of your socks and underpants. Are you wearing today's underpants or yesterday's? No, no, let me see. You know the most important pants a person has? Underpants.
I know, Bob.
Carla, we have Sarah on the phone. Sarah, can you identify our mystery mom this morning?
That is Marie from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, good job, girl.
Good job.
I was watching that show one time while visiting my sister Barb, and I kind of nudged her, and she goes, "What?" I said, "That's you."
I think everyone has a Marie Barone.
I think so, too. Sarah, you're the big winner this morning. Got the gift card to enjoy the spa at Lakeside 2.0, $150 dining card to Fogo de Chão, and go shopping at NikkiMichelle.jewelry. Each piece enhances your beauty by creating a one-of-a-kind, timeless, wearable art. For everybody else, you only have a few more minutes to register online to win your very own package, and we'll announce that winner a little bit later on this morning. But you can do it at 96.3kklz.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, this is a great Mother's Day treat.
You want to hear something really wild?
You know I do.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, if you just missed it a couple of minutes ago, the code word is believe. That's the code word that could win you $500, 10K payday contest. Enter it at 45911 for a chance to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, whether you win the $500 or not. Enter it on the free KKLZ app or at 96.3kklz.com. Have until 7:15 to do that. The word is believe. 7:08, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. So last hour, John talked about the Aviators being back.
Yes.
Las Vegas ballpark, that's good to see. And the VGK, Vegas Golden Knights, they are back home tonight. What is it, Morty, tonight, tomorrow night, and then the Avalanche on Monday.
Yep.
So you got the Blues tonight and tomorrow night. Take a day off, and then the Avalanche come to town. So these are big games for the
Yes, they are.
Tomorrow's kind of cool, too, because the Henderson Silver Knights are playing at T-Mobile, too.
It's like a double header.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually. That's very cool.
So if you're lucky enough to get tickets, you get a two-for-one deal.
Yep.
Which is kind of nice.
That's nice.
And having the Silver Knights play at the T-Mobile Arena.
Yeah.
How cool is that for them?
I like it.
So go Knights, go. Sunshine and windy today. Highs in the low 90s. Going to be a nice weekend. No mention of wind. Just plenty of sunshine and warm. 73 now. Mother's Day weekend. So here you go, Carla. A couple of sound bites about mom. Mother trying to teach her little kid to say, Mama, listen to this.
AJ, come to see Mama.
Mama. Mama. Mama. Mama.
It's like Damien or something,
oh
right?
Oh, my gosh. How old's that kid? 40? What are we doing?
I don't know.
Oh, man. What?
Mama.
Oh, my God.
Right? All right. And here's a mom. I'm going to guess that she's trying to do a TikTok video or something and saying how she's working out, she's eating right. And she gets, listen to the kid in the background.
I got to work out. I've been working out every day and what?
No, you haven't.
Anyways, so I got to work out every day and I eat salad every day.
Mom, no, you don't.
DJ, shut up.
Yeah.
DJ, shut up.
EJ, jeez.
Shut up.
Oh, my. No, you don't.
She's working out.
Yeah, so I got to work out every day, and I eat salad every day.
Mom, no, you don't.
That's great.
The kid outs are right there. No, you're not. And mom's response?
EJ, shut up.
Shut
up. Okay, that just cracks me up.
It does, because kids are so honest.
Oh, man, will you please? I'm trying. trying to do a video. Jeez.
Telling everybody I'm working out every day and I'm eating right.
Yes.
And you're not helping.
Man, that's great. That's great.
No, you're not. No.
No, you don't.
Where's your dad? Where's your dad?
Cut! Take down the camera and everything else. Our salute to mothers this weekend.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Should I run for president?
Mother Nature's son.
No!
There you go. Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Shut up, EJ. All right. 7:26. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about what you can watch over the weekend. Talk to him in about 7-8 minutes.
Are you ready for more?
Good morning.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They just make me laugh.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Jeff, you have a couple of things to watch on the big screen and also a film festival.
Absolutely. Good morning, guys and gals. Oh, man. Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham. He is a new cash truck security guard, and he surprises his co-workers during a heist in which he unleashes these persistent skills. So the crew is left wondering who he is, where he came from. This is from director Guy Ritchie, a remake of a French film. This movie has such great suspense, and it's got great action. I mean, Jason Statham's one of my favorite action stars, and Guy Ritchie is one of the best action directors ever. I love this film. It's one of my favorites of the year, believe it or not. You got to see The Wrath of Man.
All right.
Now, if you need a family film, something for take the kids to, we have The Waterman, which is in theaters, and it's the story of a teenage boy who sets out on a quest to save his ill mother, played by Rosario Dawson. Now, he's got to search for a mythical figure in the woods that possesses the secret to immortality, The Waterman. This is a great family film from executive producer Oprah Winfrey and directed by David Oyelowo. This is his directorial debut.
And Jeff, what about the film festival?
All right, listen to this. It's the Turner Classic Movie Classic Film Festival. It's on TCM this weekend and streaming on HBO Max. 4 days of classic films and interviews, 60th anniversary of West Side Story, Ocean's 11, the original Rat Pack, Grease 2, that's just a cult classic. That's premiering tonight. Tribute to Danny Glover, Martin Short, Ali McGraw. And listen to this, Carla. A table read of Plan 9 from Outer Space, the worst movie of all time, with comedians Dana Gould, Janet Varney, Bob Odenkirk, Bobcat Goldthwait. This is the perfect time to discover classic film. I'm going to be sitting here for the next 3 days watching it right here.
What a great bunch of people doing the read, though.
Oh, and it's all done over Zoom, and I've already seen it, but it's premiering on Saturday night. It's hysterical to see everybody take a part for the worst movie ever made from director Ed Wood. You got to see this Plan 9.
And then go watch Ed Wood. Watch the movie. Oh, man.
Good stuff for the weekend.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you can check out my YouTube page. I interviewed some of the hosts for TCM. We go over the whole schedule. And also Dana Gould. I talked to him about Plan 9 from Outer Space.
That's why we tell everybody, Jeff, subscribe to your YouTube channel, VegasFilmCritic.com. Follow him on Facebook, of course. Jeff, have a great Mother's Day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Day weekend.
You too. Thanks so much, guys.
Who is it, honey?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Good morning.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, the 10K payday contest. Latest winner, Andrew Robinson, got the call from the Beasley Banker at last hour. And his reaction.
Hell yeah.
Woo! What are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to put it in a bank account.
Yeah, bank account. Get a sock it away.
Put it in the bank account.
Hell yeah.
Woo! What are you going to do with the money?
I'm I wouldn't put it in a bank account.
You know, I think the Beasley banker is just as excited to give the money away as he is having the people get it. But
I love it. Yeah, he gets excited.
$10,000 qualifier for the grand prize. Don't forget, every correct and on-time entry is qualified for that 10K payday grand prize, especially if you enter it through the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Your next chance to win, mark it. Set the alarm. 9 o'clock, we'll have a keyword for you. All right? Sunshine, windy today. Windy! I don't see it, but they say later this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's going to be windy. High in the low 90s. Should be a nice weekend. No mention of wind. Should be nice. 75. Looking forward to a nice Mother's Day weekend. Here we go. Some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, HBO released the first photos from the Game of Thrones prequel. It looks very Game of Thronesy, so that's kind of good. And any of you who, you know, haven't seen boobs on TV in a while, I suppose this is going to be for you if you've been waiting. Oh, man, London's Royal Mail. This is really cool. They are honoring, I should say Sir Paul McCartney with this one, with his own stamp. They'll be available May 28th. Now, this is there. This is in England. But I always thought it'd be cool, you know, watching The Crown, where there's something they talk about with her. Basically, did you ever think your face would be all over money? It's like, no, I remember seeing my father's face all over things. And then I thought, uh-oh, that will be me one day, I guess. Yeah, so good for Paul McCartney. BuzzFeed asked how cool celebrities were. There's a whole list of, like, how cool they are and how cool they are not. Betty White and Tom Hanks, they were the coolest. Almost up at 100% cool. Now, down at the bottom, Kid Rock and Jeff Bezos. They were way uncool. Way uncool, those
But look
two.
How they turned out.
Yes, look how they turned out. A karaoke company, this disgusts me. Listed its 20 most popular songs. This is right now. Topping the list is Let It Go from Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Dance Monkey, Old Town Road, Bohemian Rhapsody, and Shallow.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the worst songs to do at karaoke. Sorry. You don't get anybody going with those. Bohemian Rhapsody a little bit, but yeah. No.
But how do you do that by yourself or with a group of people?
I actually duetted that with someone.
Did
once.
You?
Yes, I did.
Would love to hear your version.
It was so fun, and it was so awful, but it was fun. It was fun.
That's all that matters.
I have to see if I still have it. excuse me. I'm sorry. Atari. I don't know if you heard about this, Morty, but Atari unveiled a new gaming console. Atari. Oh. This has been a while.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that they were actually
cool,
doing it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, actually. You have to, you know, wear parachute pants to play the games. But,
but
Atari? What?
Yeah.
And six. Yes, I said six strands of Kurt Cobain's hair are being auctioned off. I'm not joking. Six strands of his hair. They're from a haircut he got in the UK back in 1989. So this is vintage hair.
Wow.
The opening bid is $2,500. Morty, get in there. He's already on the computer. And the auction closes a week from tomorrow. So if you want to buy six, put up your hands, people. Hold up one hand and a finger on the other. Six strands of Kurt Cobain's hair. They could be all yours.
Can you just buy one?
That's what I'm wondering. Maybe you could, like, kick
go
in, like, $400 or $500.
Or go in with six people.
Yeah. Yes. And then hopefully.
The fact that Morty's already thinking in that direction.
Hopefully you get a magnifying glass, too. So can you not? What do you mean you can't see it? It's right there.
Yeah.
You get the jeweler's eye. Oh, my gosh. That is my take for now. Listen, you miss anything on this show, it's so simple. Hit up our website, listen to our podcast, 96.3kklz.com.
We're going to qualify one more person this week for that flyaway to San Francisco to experience the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit and win tickets, of course, when it opens here July 1st. We'll tell you how to win in about 7-8 minutes from now. It's all in oats, Mandy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you ready for more?
I'm great in the morning.
Get up. Get on up.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, we have another pair of tickets to go see the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit when it opens July 1st. Qualify that winner with a flyaway to win the flyaway to San Francisco to get a sneak peek before everybody does.
Uh-huh.
VIP tickets, $150 Visa gift card, hotel accommodations at the Marriott Marquis. All you have to do, John, there are three songs in this medley.
Okay.
Just tell us what all three songs have in common. Here they are. What?
That's cool.
What do all three of those songs have in common?
That's cool.
Figure it out.
That's good.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that medley's really cool. Really, I like that.
Turned
that's
out
really
pretty good.
Cool.
Not a lot of editing either. So, all right, here it is. One more time. Listen closely and simply tell us what all three songs have in common. Got to be over 21 to win the tickets and hopefully win that flyaway to San Francisco. After we get through news and weather, ninth caller at 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving everybody one last chance to score those tickets for the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit. All you have to do is tell us out of these three songs, what do they all have in common? Carla, we have Donette on the phone. Donette, can you tell us what all three songs have in common?
They all have someone in the band with a van in their name.
Yes!
Yes! Good job! And not just a van to get to the gigs, but van in their name.
Right.
Yes. Right. Van you in got, the name, yeah.
Yes, yes, you got Van Zant in the first two, Bruce Springsteen and 38 Special, and of course, Van Halen, all to win tickets to Van Gogh.
Bam!
Woohoo!
You have tickets when the show opens here July 1st in Vegas, and then qualify for that flyaway to San Francisco. Hotel accommodations at the Marriott Marquis, the $150 Visa gift card, and you go the weekend of the 15th, 16th. So hopefully you can make it if you win. VIP tickets to the show. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything, and thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
For listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Y'all ready?
You ready?
Who's ready for some old timey fun?
Online transmission is ready, sir.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
It's time for me to win.
Ready to win.
I'm in it to win.
Our plan is to win.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Let's make it happen for someone. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest, sponsored by Meineke, doing car care right. This hour's code word is bling.
Bling, B-L-I-N-G, bling.
That's the word you need to win $500 right now. Text bling to 45911. That is 45911. Win the $500 and also qualify for that big 10K payday by entering bling at 96.3kklz.com. Or on that free KKLZ app that you have on your phone. It's that simple. You have 15 minutes to enter, and you should know by now if you get a weird phone number calling you within the half hour or so, pick it up. Could be the Beasley Banker just wanting to inform you that you just won $500, which would buy a lot of bling. That is the code word, bling. Do it the simple way if you'd like. Text it, 45911, but do it. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Spot. sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A couple of quick stories. Carla, a guy in California robbed a 7-Eleven with a samurai sword.
Okay.
I don't even know how you sneak that around.
All right.
You know, walking up to the 7-Eleven.
Yes.
He's been caught, though, and everybody's okay. So.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I don't have a gun. I don't have anything except this samurai sword.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Okay.
Woman robbed a bank in California over this past week, tried to use the bus as a getaway.
Sure.
She was actually holding the bag of cash.
The bag of cash. I got to get through. Excuse me.
Yes. On the bus when she was arrested.
And then she didn't have change for the bus fare.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Who has change for 100? Anybody?
And the police just got on at the next stop. She's coming
that.
To us.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Maybe that's why she had to rob the bank. She had no car.
I love it.
Or no friends.
That. Yeah, yes, exactly. Got no ride for
Anybody?
Take me back from the bank robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a movie theater manager just as stupid. Or maybe she was smart. I don't know. In Minnesota, she was busted selling cocaine at the concession stand at the movie.
Mm-hmm.
She'd literally put it in their bags of popcorn. She'd put it at the bottom.
Oh,
somebody
wow.
paid a little extra. Well, the cops were tipped off. And, of course, she sold an undercover cop some coke in his popcorn bag. $100
Yeah.
For popcorn and cocaine. I don't know. Maybe that's a decent deal. Well, she's probably going to jail.
At the movies.
Yeah, because, like, $50 for the popcorn and then the other 50, I guess, for the coke. Jeez. Oh, that's your popcorn and coke right there. Mm-hmm. That's your senior special.
Can I have a diet?
That's right. Yes, that's
Sorry.
Right.
Why are these prices so high?
I know. Well, we just opened back up.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, we're closed for the year. And a former model, you guys will love this. It takes all kinds. Holly McGuire is her name. She's making thousands a month by sneezing and coughing at men on FaceTime.
What?
I don't know.
They find this hot?
Yes. She says masks,
oh,
especially.
There she is.
Hi.
Hold on.
Hi, Holly. Because masks are so huge now, apparently some guys like to see, you know, the girls wearing them or not wearing them. And she says, one guy, I have a regular, he likes to role play. He's a germaphobe.
Oh.
And he likes me to whisper with my mask on and then sneeze, like the basic blue mask he likes, and then sneeze. She said, sometimes I sneeze so hard and it breaks the mask.
Mm.
And it turns him on. So she says it's hard to sneeze on demand, though. So I have to keep pepper handy for those calls.
Oh, so she does a fake sneeze?
No, she does a real sneeze, Mike.
Well, then she's worth it.
She's an actress. She's an actress, Mike.
Sure she is.
She's a thespian, Mike. That's what she is. I said thespian. It is Friday. Hold on. Excuse me, your other news.
Carla, all this week, people have been qualifying for that flyaway to San Francisco by winning tickets for the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit, which opens, by the way, in July 1st, right here in Las Vegas.
Yep.
So everybody who won tickets this week qualified, plus there was a second chance to win and register to win this flyaway to San Francisco, the one my wife and I did with Candy and her husband.
Yes, that's right, last weekend.
The trip last weekend, so we have another one to give away. We have to get Aubrey Calabrese on the phone. Aubrey, it's the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Aubrey, you qualified for that flyaway to San Francisco by winning a pair of tickets for the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit when it opens here in July.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're the grand prize winner of that San Francisco flyaway.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Totally.
You have the flyaway to San Francisco to take a sneak peek of the original immersive Van Gogh exhibit before it even opens here in July. This includes airfare, hotel accommodations at the Marriott Marquis, $150 Visa gift card, VIP tickets to the show in San Francisco. So you go right to the front of the line, and this is all happening the weekend of the 15th, 16th.
My gosh. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening, man. This is going to be a great trip.
My wife and I just took the same trip, saw the show. It's awesome. You're going to have a great time. So enjoy, and thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh my my gosh, thank you so much.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Of every show to, you know what, hopefully start your day off on a positive note with some good news. And this is a very fitting story, a mother-daughter story. Well, kind of out of Oklahoma. That's where they're from. Mom, daughter is a cancer survivor. Her name is Jess Waddell, and her mom is 61 years old. Valerie is her name. They decided they're going to make a trip and climb a mountain, basically. And that is Mount Everest. They're going to climb Mount Everest. Huh. And hoping that the weather will be good enough to get to the top. It seems like it's okay now while they're doing it. Because if the weather's not great, you can't get past a certain point. But so far, so good. They've been waiting to do this. And now that she's okay and cancer-free, they said, let's do it. And, I mean, they're, like, doing it now. So
they're on the mountain now.
Yes, we will see how this goes. They will be the first mother-daughter team from the U.S. to ever do it together.
If they can get...
If they do it,
All right.
Yep.
Well, that's amazing.
How about that? Yeah.
Survive cancer.
Jeez.
Now we're climbing Mount Everest.
What are you doing for your mom this weekend?
Yeah.
You gonna make her some French toast? Is
In
that
bed.
It? Yeah,
In
that's
bed.
Right. What?
That's an amazing story. Good luck to those two ladies.
Yeah, very... You know what? Yeah, that's a very special story. It really is.
All right. If you have a feel-good story, you know what? Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. I know a lot of people thinking, though, how do I top that?
It doesn't always have to be that. So. No.
All right, kicking off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Recapping the show, John Mayer. What a sweetheart of a guy. 16 years later, found out he snubbed a fan and wrote a song for her.
Ah, crap. I got to write a song.
Well, he played. He played and mumbled some words. But she was happy with it. So.
Yes, she was.
Mom working out, trying to eat well.
Oh, my God.
Got busted by her kid. No, you're not, Mom.
That's hilarious.
That is too funny. Morty's still trying to... You know, shuck and jive and get a hold of Kurt Cobain's
hairs.
Six of them. You got six of them.
$2,500, Morty, they start at. Good
luck. Line and sinker.
Good luck.
And Dan Wilson got the call from the Beasley banker, finding out he won $500. His reaction.
Thank you very much. I can't believe it.
Congratulations, my friend. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good now.
I would hope so. What are you going to do with the $500?
I'm not for sure right now. I spent a lot of money last night. I might recoup that money.
Uh-oh. And Morty, you said the wife was in the background?
Yeah, as soon as he said that, the wife goes, huh?
$10,000 qualifier. Your next chance to score some free cash. 10K payday contest. 11 o'clock. Wendy Rush coming in next. She'll have that for you. So, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Absolutely.
God bless our mother. My mother. And, of course, Morty, your mother, who
My
does
mom and dad.
Double
that's
duty
right.
for you.
Yes, she does.
We appreciate you so much. So do enjoy the weekend. Be careful, be safe, and be kind to each other.
Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.